In 1969, a doctor at a Yale University lab in New Haven, Connecticut, who was studying Lassa fever, came down with it. He survived. But, more alarmingly, a technician in a nearby lab with no direct exposure also contracted the disease and died. Happily, the outbreak stopped there. But we can't count on such good fortune always. Our lifestyles invite epidemics. Air travel makes it possible to spread infectious agents across the planet with amazing ease. An Ebola virus could begin the day in, say, Benin, and finish it in New York or Hamburg or Nairobi or all three. It means also that medical authorities increasingly need to be acquainted with pretty much every malady that exists everywhere. But of course they're not. In 1990, a Nigerian living in Chicago was exposed to Lassa fever on a visit to his homeland, but didn't develop symptoms until he had returned to the United States. He died in a Chicago hospital without diagnosis and without anyone taking any special precautions in treating him, unaware that he had one of the most lethal and infectious diseases on the planet. Miraculously, no one else was infected. We may not be so lucky next time. And on that sobering note, it's time to return to the world of the visibly living.